This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. How did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and true, honestly, being part of the conversation. Not kind of, sort of. I mean, really involved in the conversation. I do appreciate your time with us. You know, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, but you, give me your email address. I send out an email once a week. Not a big deal, right? You can throw it in the trash if you want to. You can ignore it. You can, matter of fact, you know, you can set a rule in your mail to throw it in the trash to begin with if you're just not interested. But if you are, and you want to know who's coming on the show, you want to know some of the topics, we're going to be discussing some of the toys and trinkets we sell, please get involved, get engaged. All right. I love these stories. Because when they first come out, we say, you know, like, look at what's going on here. Look at this. This is what could be a problem. This is what could happen. And then you guys write me nasty. Some of you guys on the left, you write on Facebook or you write me nasties. I'm going to talk a little bit about some Facebook nasties in a bit. But the, you know, remember the drag queen? That whole drag queen debacle, if you would. The thing I think is hilarious about all this is that some of us were saying, why do you have drag queens reading to the kids? And some of the drag queens themselves were saying, well, we want them to understand this is normal. We want them to understand, and one even said to indoctrinate them into this kind of lifestyle, which I don't know what that means. The kind of lifestyle where you dress as a drag queen? Because I knew nobody who lived that lifestyle. I think in all my years of living, I knew one person that claimed they were drag queen, but I never went and saw them dance or anything. Never even saw them in their makeup. But the Houston Public Library is now apologizing after a man charged for sexually assaulting a child was allowed to entertain children at drag queen story time. So what does that tell you? They're not checking anybody out. I mean, seriously, they're coming to read to the kids. What nasty person would come to read to the kids? Lots. The library said Friday that a review revealed a volunteer never completed a background check before he was allowed to participate in the program. Yes. You know, the gun checks are so bad or so important. We need to make sure that somebody, a law-abiding citizen who's already passed a check half a dozen times, that's okay. It's okay. Right. But leaving somebody like this alone in the room with a bunch of kids without checking, the people who didn't make sure everything was done, they should be charged with this as well. Accessory. No, really. If you allow somebody, if you help somebody, if you aid somebody in committing a crime, shouldn't you also be charged? I mean, that's what the law says. You drive that getaway car for the bank robber, you're an accessory. And if somebody gets shot and killed during it, you're an accessory to murder, are you not? While committing a felony? It's bad. The library said Friday that a review revealed the volunteer never completed a background check before he was allowed to participate in the program. Alfredo Alfonso Garza, 32, was last seen reading to children at the Montrose Library in September. ABC's Eyewitness News has learned that Garza was charged with child sex assault in 2008. Now, his victim was a child under the age of 14 years old. This guy, see, I have a different viewpoint to this. When you take advantage of children like this, see, I think that you should be allowed, the dad, the father of the child, should be allowed to be locked in a room with the perpetrator. Give 15 minutes, no more than 15 minutes. And no matter what's happening, he can be charged with nothing. What do you think? Anybody on? We start a petition? What do you think? The library said appropriate actions being taken to ensure that every participant in every program is verified to ensure similar incidents cannot happen in the future. You know what? A lot of too little too late. The parents drop those kids off, bring those kids, put those kids in that man's charge because you said it was okay, because they're supposed to be able to trust you. A government person. Oh, this is perfect. Right? We're here from the government. We're here to help. Seriously. They depend on you. So let's give more responsibility to the government. Let's put them in charge of health care. That'll go over well. Each program is supervised by staff. All children are accompanied by a parent or guardians in the library. We were aware today that, God. So the library releases a statement that we should have just put a gun to their heads. They should have put a gun to their own heads. We were made aware today that one participant for the Drag Queen Storytime who read at the September 2018 event, Drag Queen Storytime, has a criminal background that should have prevented him from participating in the program. No. Why don't they just come out and say it? He's already has a criminal background for sexual assault of children. Criminal background, what does that mean? He was picked up for speeding? Had a joint in his pocket? I mean, what does it mean? We assure you that this participant will not be involved in any future programs. Because you can't find him. He took off. In our review of the process and this participant, we discovered that we failed to complete a background check as required by our own guidelines. We deeply regret this oversight and the concern this may cause our customers. Concern? Oh, that's a lie. We realize this is a serious matter. Gee, thanks. I'm glad you woke up. Every program sponsored by the library, supervised by the library staff, and all children are accompanied by a parent and or guardian. No participant is ever alone with children. Right. I know parents that do things like this just to drop their kids off and leave so they can go get something done. So let's not just say we know for sure that every child was accompanied, right? We're taking the appropriate actions to make sure this never happens again. Okay, sure. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wise guys, try one more thing. One more. I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Shouldn't even be thinking about a free ride. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And I do want you part of the conversation. Okay? I know sometimes it doesn't feel that way, and, you know, I'm just going like crazy. But the reality is I do want you part of this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, look, yes, I know. I'm doing my best with the voice I got, okay? So, you know, let me slow down. Most of the candidates, I don't say every because I don't want to paint with that kind of brush, most of the candidates right now running for president under the Democrat banner or whatever you want to call it, because I don't even know what they are. We know that Bernie is not a Democrat. Now, he may act like one, but he's not a registered Democrat. Actually, he's teeing off some of the other Democrats because they want him to be registered as a Democrat in order to run. But he's being listed as one, which I don't have a problem with. I think that's fine. And then you've got, you know, a few others that'll end up. You've got, what's his name, Schultz from Starbucks? He's talking about running. And you know darn well, he's talking about re-registering as an independent to run. So should they be giving him any help now or not? I'm just curious. I don't know. I have no feeling it. I don't really care. I want to watch them self-explode. Do you know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I found this clip, if you would, on Facebook. Not my clip, it's theirs. Found the clip on Facebook. And if you want to see the reality of socialism, where it's actually been put to work, if you would, I don't have a better term for it, but where it's been put to work and where it has failed tremendously, I wasn't aware of this. Just go to an Indian reservation. You'll see socialism at its best. But you don't have to take my word for it. Don't listen to me. I keep saying, I don't have a clue. Don't listen to me. Let's take it right from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And we'll hear what somebody who's actually been involved, part of, and it's not just one person. You'll hear several people during the, I won't say the interview, but the commentary. Here we go. Maybe. How do we get this thing to work? God bless America. You got to love it, right? There it is.
Native American, you've already placed us on reservations. Why place the rest of the country on one? My name is Michaela LeRae. I was born in Bishop, California, and I'm a member of a Southern California Native American tribe. In 1989, Native American activist Russell Means sat before the Senate, and he boldly paraphrased, "If you want to see
an example of failed socialism, go to an Indian reservation."
If you go to Indian reservations these days and in the past, you will see impoverished reservations living in third world conditions, and they are a product of a dependent lifestyle, dependent on a government to appropriate funds correctly to them. That is what socialism is. That is where socialism will take us, and it will create a dependent society to where we have no independence anymore on what we can do and what we can't do. The government programs that are in place now to help the Native American, they didn't even need to be there in the first place.
Now, bear in mind, she's lived this. She has family members still living this. She is there in the middle of it. So you could poo-poo this, and you could say, I mean, it's just like Pelosi saying there's no problem at the border, but she's never been there. Right? It's like Schumer saying it's made up, but he hasn't talked to any of the border agents. This is why I keep saying they truly, the elites in the Democratic Party especially, truly believe they know what's better for you than you do. They know what's better for your kids. They know what you should think. They know where and what you should pray. That alone should scare you.
If they had let us keep our land and let us keep our way of life, we could have flourished as a people. But instead, the government thought it was best to place us on reservations and strip all of our freedoms away, one by one. And now we are dependent on those programs. Many of us have become addicted to the federal wallet. We sit and wait for the whims of appropriations from Congress. And unfortunately, that's killing us. To increase the tens of billions of dollars that we already have going towards Native American programs, which there are a lot, how would that solve anything at this point? These programs have been in place for a long time, and yet we still can go to a reservation today and ask them if they have running water. No. Electricity? No. Sewage? Quality health care? Quality education? All these things are missing. So how much more money and how many more programs do we need before we find our self-determination and start fixing these things on our own? Government programs, more programs, that's not the answer. The answer is independence in every way of life for us, for my people. It's something that we need to tackle to remain an asset to this country. Indianpreneurship means that we promote a lifestyle of entrepreneurship for the Indian. Examples would be in Oregon, where four tribes have banded together to create a nonprofit fund to promote business plans and knowledge on creating business. Another would be in Alaska, where they are taking advantage of the Section 8 Small Business Loan Act program, and they are providing goods and services to the federal government. Many natives fear the aspect of adopting capitalism in the modern day, as they might lose their culture or their way of life. And I say to you, is there any pride in letting the government take care of us day to day? Is there any culture in that? Is that how we were before the white man came to our land? Is that how we should be now? We've been doing that for hundreds of years, and it's solved absolutely nothing. So it's time for a new way of life and new traditions. To when we look to ourselves to create, we look to ourselves for funding, we look to ourselves for the basic necessities of life. So those of you who would say that this country is better going in a direction of pure socialism, I ask you, as a Native American, you've already placed us on reservations. Why place the rest of the country on one?
I love that woman. And I'll tell you why. Because she told the truth. She was willing to step up and tell the truth. Socialism doesn't work. It hasn't worked any place. And you can throw out Finland and these other, whatever you come up with, you will find it's not true. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. We're going to rip this up more on the other side of the break. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Survivors have begun to share their stories of survival following the mosque massacre of at least 49 people in New Zealand. One survivor, Saeed Mazardine, describes the aftermath of the shooting.
I had all my friends lying down and full of blood. One was shot on his head, the other was on his shoulders. I was trying to just see what and where this bleeding coming from, and when I came out and started to call the ambulance, and just then Within a few minutes, police came.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, has already appeared before a judge and remained silent. The courtroom was closed to the public because of the heightened security. Investigators in France on Friday examined the black boxes of a Boeing 737 that crashed in Ethiopia last week, killing 157 people, as the global airline industry waited to see if the cause was similar to a disaster in Indonesia months before. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being involved, engaged, and part of the process. All right. We were talking about socialism and how failed socialism. The young lady we just heard from in the last segment, you need to go back and get it if you haven't. If you don't have it, you haven't heard it, whatever. Or you can find it on Turning Point USA. And when you talk about socialism as a whole, we're doing it already in this country. Matter of fact, when you talk about socialized medicine, if you would, I keep throwing the VA, but you guys never respond. Some of you guys on the left, I'd love to hear what you have to say about the VA is a massive failure. And it's not dealing with any kind of major percentage of the country, but think about who they are dealing with. The guys that went and fought for you and me. The guys that went out there and took bullets and took shrapnel, took all kinds of a beating and mental issues to make sure we were safe here at home. And what do we do with them? We let them sleep in the street. We let 22 a day die because of either PTSD or mental issues. They can't get their medication right. They can't get to their appointments. But this is the kind of medicine the left wants to shove down your throat. This is the kind of medicine. This is the kind of medical treatment. This is how they want to. We're for the vets. We're for the vets. No, they're not. They're not for the vets. Let's just be honest about it. They're not for the vets. Because if they were, they'd fix the Veterans Administration. I know Trump has tried to do it. I know for the first time ever, you can now actually fire a civil servant. You can actually fire somebody for not doing their job in the VA. But they'll find ways around it. The old timers will find ways around it. You know, again, you had people erasing, throwing away appointment sheets. How do you do that? How do you get away with that? And that's what we want, socialized medicine. And people I know from Canada will tell you it's not as great as you think it is. Xander Gibb will tell you, living in England, not as great as you think it is. That's why Hugo Chavez and the Castro brothers, Mr. Fidel, they left their country to get the services they needed. But it's great, right? The video I was telling you about, Failed Socialism, that you can find on, again, Turning Point USA. Michaela, it looks like her name is Michaela. If I massacre her name, obviously it's on a purpose. Lyria, L-Y-R-E-A, Lyria. She does a great job at laying out how Indian reservations totally match up with the way socialism would work, and they're in total failure. The only thing good about being on an Indian reservation is you can open up your own casino and the government can't tell you what to do, apparently. So, you want to see poverty run rampant? You want to see inadequate housing? Inadequate schools? Inadequate food sources? Let's go for socialism. That's the way to go. But some of you think it's wonderful because everybody will have an apartment. Everybody will have a job. Look, even the hardcore left lunatics that have money are saying, no, this won't work. You cannot do this. Now, if you got them saying that, you know it won't work because they usually get behind any lunatic proposal that is 180 degrees from the right. If the right wants nothing to do with it, they will jump all over it. Come on, let's just be honest about it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, I'm trying to figure out whether I really want to go down this road or not. Because I don't know if I have enough time to pull it off. All right, we did Cortez's, her dump in popularity. The drag queen thing will make me throw up if I have to do that one again. Oh, the, you know, the crashes of the crashes of the planes, the Ethiopian planes. You know, not that everybody hasn't been talking about it already. But I keep telling people, one of the things you need to understand, and yours truly is a pilot, by the way. Now, I don't, not the little four-seat Cessnas, but not the not the jumbo jets either. But the one thing I do remember, I flew helicopters / passenger helicopters at one time. Hey, had to feed the family, right? And I know they get to, first of all, before you could even be insured, let's not even go to the insurance side of it to fly alone. Before you would even be allowed to get in that helicopter and start flying with other people, you've got to have hundreds of hours. Now, you can get your permit or you can get your private pilot's license. I think it's, I don't know what it's changed to, but like 40 hours or 50 hours would have you flight time. Think about that. When your niece and nephew, your uncle, your aunt, whoever gets their pilot's license, they may only have 50, 60 hours in the air. Think of that in drive time. How ready were you to get on and off the freeway with 40 or 50 or 60 hours of driving? Okay? Just give it some thought. Not putting it down because I was there. And then from there, you go to a commercial pilot's license. Now, in a helicopter, that could be 150 hours. Think about that. Four-seat helicopter, 150 hours. And they're pretty rigorous, because I went through it. They're pretty rigorous hours, right? The jetliners that crashed, pilots in other countries, they don't go through the same thing that they do here in America to get their licenses. Those pilots had 300 hours max before they were allowed to fly those planes. Think about that one. Our pilots have to have 1,500 hours before they can sit in the control seat, either one of them. So to put, now again, I'm not putting, we may find out that it is a design flaw as a whole. But to put it all on the plane manufacturer, I don't think it's right. It's no more correct to put it on the car. Look, car manufacturers have gone so far overboard on safety issues. This is what makes me nuts, okay? That I've almost gotten in accidents because of the safety issues. And what I mean by that is, I'm going to tell you the brand, because a lot of the new brands do the same thing. Here they have collision avoidance. They have all this kind of stuff going on. So I'm driving down the road, and the car comes up next to me. And I didn't turn it on. It was turned on when I picked it up at the dealership when I left my car for work. And a car starts coming too close to my right side. The little bells and whistles start going off to let me know what's going on. I go to turn the car, and I can't do it because the collision avoidance is keeping me from jerking the wheel. If somebody's coming at me at 70 miles an hour, I need to jerk the wheel. But collision avoidance knew better. You see, I mean, all this stuff, they're trying to protect us from. They're actually hurting us to a degree or a point. So again, I say, you need to look at these. You need to look at these kind of things for what they are. You need to look at these things and say, okay, why do both of those planes have the exact? Well, there is some kind of design flaw. There is something they already know about. The paper's been put out. Every one of the pilots, if you understand how the pilots work. In the aircraft that they fly, they get warnings. They get information on a daily basis as to what's going on with them, just like they do with weather and other things. The mechanics, they get daily tear sheets on what needs to be fixed on what kind of aircraft or what to look for. So, again, tell me again, why should the aircraft manufacturer suffer for the pilot deficiencies? We don't fix the problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll talk about Facebook fools when we come back. Or Facebook follies, whatever you want to call it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com.
Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Monday I'll have this voice back. Or less of it. Whatever makes you happier. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. You know, I'm always railing on the Facebook warriors, right? And if you're a Facebook... I mean, look, here's the deal. If it's all you can do, then do it. I got it. But in most cases, when I see some of you out and about, it's not all you can do. You've decided it's all you can do, but it's really not all you can do. You really need to get going. You need to get rolling. Get out from behind the computer. Go to events. Make sure people know how you feel about things. Find other people in your community that feel the same way you do. And get engaged, get involved, and push back. The left does it, and sometimes they do it without design, without a plan, without anything. They just go and they make noise, and they get you to back down, and that's the problem. Do not back down. Don't resort to violence. They'll do enough of that on their own. But don't back down. And then what happens is on Facebook, you know, I tell people, yeah, push back, but don't fight with fools. Don't throw pearls at pigs. They don't want, look at, most of those Facebook pages that you go to and enjoy or what have you, they're not interested in actually having a conversation. Let's just be honest about it. They're not. The only thing they're interested in doing is fighting with you. And in my local area where I live, it's a very political area, massively political. And what I love is all the things that the Democrats and hard left have been pushing on us or beating up the right about. They're exactly doing that. Now, as you know, we had the mosque shootings last night. And in those shootings, you know, obviously, you had some really mentally ill person. I said it earlier, I'm going to say it again, the disingenuous left who just, they want to talk about guns and how bad guns are and, you know, the guns that do all the guns don't do the killing. The guy has to put the gun or the girl has to put the gun in their hand and pull this little trigger that makes the bullets go off, okay? The gun doesn't wake up in the middle of the night and hypnotize the person to go out and do that person. Anybody who goes and cold-bloodedly shoots someone has got mental issues. They have a problem between the ears. There's a disconnect between reality and them. And all this outcry, right? And I say again, it's disingenuous. I call BS. Because the first thing that they did to guys like me and other guys locally here where I'm at, I can only talk locally because I don't know what you guys do in other areas, is they come after me for posts that were put up a long time ago. Right? Now, their own have put up the same kind of post. Their own have spoken hate speech. We have a school board member that called women the C word in my area. What do you guys think about that? We have another school board member who decided that he won't deal with Republicans, that Republicans are bad. They need to go. Well, what about the kids whose parents are Republicans? Maybe he'll put them in a retraining camp. What do you think? You think that's what he might do? I mean, I'm afraid that when you go that far off the railing, whatever you want to call it, that's scary. And it's funny because then they go back to talking about, you know, when a shooting like this happens. See, if I said one thing that they felt was hateful towards a Muslim, look, I don't care if you're a Muslim, a Jew, a Christian, an atheist. If you've done something wrong to somebody, you're going to get called out on it. The difference is when you're on the right in a show like mine, I have called out people who have caused physical harm to people who work at Planned Parenthood, for instance. See, I've actually done that. They won't. They won't call out any of their people for doing that kind of stuff. Where was the outrage when that Democrat, hardcore Democrat lunatic, went to a ballpark and shot Republicans that were in a cage for all intents and purposes? Where was their outcry? Yeah, we had the obligatory we don't condone violence of this sort. But where was the hardcore outcry? But every time something like this happens, they come after guys like me and Xander and others and say it's our rhetoric that our hate. But the hate that they talk about, what they consider hate, is when you don't agree with them. I don't agree in socialism. No, healthcare is not a human right. Let's get that straight. Actually, it's not a constitutional right. Let's put it that way. Okay? You have a right to be healthy, or you have the ability to be healthy. If you've been eating cheeseburgers all your life, and you've been smoking cigarettes and downing whiskey, and then at 65 you can't figure out why everything in your body is failing, why is that everybody else's issue? And again, don't take me wrong. I'm not saying we shouldn't help people like that. That's not what I'm saying. But the mindset that no matter what somebody does, the rest of us are responsible for. When somebody gets pregnant, when unprotected sex, the rest of us are responsible for the abortion. What if I said to you I had a large group of people will pay for adoptions, which is more money, but not abortions? You'd still go out of your mind. You know what you'd say? Because we're taking away a woman's right to choose. Actually, we're not. We're actually giving her a choice. More than you do. Those of you who bow to the altar of Planned Parenthood, you are the ones that don't give them a choice when you tell them that's the only choice that they have. The only way they're going to live a decent life. The only way they're not going to be saddled is to get rid of that child. But you don't call it a child. The blob of cells. That's how honest you are. And these same cowards that come on, and I can only talk about it in my area. These same cowards who come out One of them is a school board member. Right? And he openly says that all Republicans are Islamophobic. All Republicans hate Muslims. These are things that not only, in some cases he alludes to them, in other cases he just comes out and says it. Which obviously means, because he never speaks against it, that all Democrats love Muslims, right? No matter what. Which we know is not true, because people are people. Whether you're a Democrat, and you know, unless being a Democrat is your spiritual mantra, is your God. I know Democrats who hate some of the acts that Muslims do. I know Republicans that hate some of the acts that Christians do. I know people on both sides of the aisle that hate some of the acts that the Jews do. So when you talk about hate speech and what causes real damage, it's guys like that school board member or those school board members. It's guys like the guy that writes for Entertainment Weekly, who's got a large audience. Now, too much of a coward to put what he really feels out on his Twitter feed, which has a lot of followers. And then these people on the left, this is what you have to watch out for. That's why I keep telling you, be careful how you respond and what you do. Because they're very hateful, violent people. As you see in almost every video you find on YouTube of violence taking place in an event, almost all of them are somebody from the left beating on somebody from the right, beating on a conservative, throwing an egg at them, punching them in the face. That's what you see. And then what they do is they do these pages that are inbred. It's only their own people. There are some from the other side. But they're run. And see, this is why Facebook is such a bad thing. This is not open free speech on Facebook. So now when you go into that room to respond to something, no matter who you are, whether you're an elected official or just a poor guy trying to make a living, they have their little minions that pounce all over you. And again, I'm talking about a lot of people that are elected, a lot of conservatives that try to respond, try to work, but you can't, because there is no appeasing these people. Absolutely none. They even feed on each other. I have seen them write nasties about each other because there's a little difference in how they think about things. When a Democrat, and one of these that I know, one that I really like, I really care for, she came out and said, we got to stop this fighting, we got to come together. And she's a staunch, lifelong Democrat. They came after her like she was the enemy, showing up with nuclear bombs to let them loose. And yet they call us the bullies. Okay? The left can outbully us any day of the week. And then when you have connections to Facebook or Twitter or even media, they play that and start to scare everybody. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I can name a bunch of people. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of any of you. You've known that. Some of you know me for years. You throw what you want at me. I'm going to keep exposing you, and you can take me out of those rooms. You could do what you want to do to me, and all it's going to do is make this stubborn, old, white, guinea madder and nastier. Not more violent. The stuff that I used to hide for you guys, I won't do it anymore. And you others that listen to me, you need to stop doing it too. In your areas, do not reelect, do not get behind, and do not be quiet. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Keep fighting. Don't stop. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.